A new fitness program is being introduced at Washington State University. The president and provost offices are giving financial support to the program, while the College of Education is administering the program due to its scholarly research in sports science and athletic training. The program is called Cougar Employee Wellness Program and is for all faculty and staff. Their motto is Be Active, Be Fit, Be Well. We sat down with Shane McFarland, one of the college's kinesiology graduate students, and talked to him about everything he's been doing to help get this program up off the ground and running. Education Eclipse starts now.
Covering all aspects of teaching and learning, educational leadership and psychology, kinesiology, and sport management. It's Education Eclipse from Washington State University.
Back here on Education Eclipse, I'm with Shane McFarland, who's a graduate student extraordinaire. Shane, go ahead and tell us a little bit about your studies, what it is that you're studying, and how that dovetails with this program, this wellness program, what the official name of this program is.
Yeah, so again, my name's Shane. I'm a part of the prevention science program here at WSU. And that program essentially looks at prevention of any outcome that you would find desirable in the human population. That could be diabetes, you know, mid-later life. It could be HIV/AIDS in sub-Saharan Africa. And we look upstream from those issues, and we try to find points of intervention in the lifespan or in certain contexts, such as school. And we look at risk and protective factors in those stages of life, or general risk and protective factors, and we try to implement those in order to prevent an issue later on, or mitigate it later on, or buffer the impact of risk factors. And you know, that ties in really well with my current position with the Cougar Employee Wellness Program. And the Cougar Employee Wellness Program is a new joint initiative with the Office of the Provost, the Office of the President, and the College of Education. It's a new program. Most people are hearing about it for the first time. And that program is a physical activity-based program. So we're trying to encourage normal people, everyday people, not just athletes, to get more active. And we're doing that through high-level exercise testing. We can give you really good data on yourself. And we give you an exercise prescription to kind of guide you through the jungle, if you will, of all the programs and ideas and things you'll find on YouTube and online and everything. It's really pretty overwhelming, and you might never get started. So we give you a plan to get started. And then we have athletic training services. So if you have an exercise-related injury or discomfort, or even a question like my knee cracks or something, we have somebody you can come talk to about that and get some services.
See, that's really awesome. When you started to say it was a joint program, the Cougar Wellness Program, I'm glad you didn't say with the University of Washington, of course, you know.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. I like to walk, and I enjoy it when I do it frequently, consistently. I do find it's better for weight management, things like that. I also like to walk just to see cool things. So what about somebody like myself who already does some physical activity? What value would there be for all those different employees, you know, whether it's faculty and staff, to take part in this program?
Absolutely. So if you take the example of walking, we are built to walk. Like, biomechanically, we are set up to walk. Even our arms have great carrying angles. So if we hold a bucket, it's not hitting our knees as we walk around with that bucket or whatever it is. So, you know, the value is getting a little bit more specific with what you're doing. Are you doing it at an intensity that's going to be, you know, maximally beneficial to your heart, to your lungs? So we can give you an idea of what that range is. We can talk about, you know, a little bit of the mechanic of running if you wanted to go to that direction. And I think that it just has value to everyone, because, you know, even the minimum dose, 10 minutes, you know, we know that. Science has told us that 10 minutes is the amount in any given dose of exercise that you need to get the health benefits that we're looking for. And, you know, the accumulation of 30 minutes a day, again, that's one of our goals. So we can bring you in, we can give you some of that education, we can work on skills-based things. It doesn't have to be walking. It could be coming in, again, you know, to learn how to run, or maybe you want to push it to the next level, do a half marathon, or you want to move from training on the machines to doing free lifting. We can talk about squats. We can talk about, you know, bench press and doing rows and things like that. So we can give you that skills-based piece. I think there's a lot of value in that education and just being able to, again, sift through that jungle of information that's out there. And then we give you that data. We give you a mile marker to strive for, and we give you a baseline to say where you're at right now. And it's not to say that, you know, you won't make progress and regress. That happens. It's normal. And it's really good to know that when we started an exercise program or, you know, a physical activity plan, that things happen. You get sick, you know, there's a wedding, you know, and you drop off and you might regress a little bit, and then you have to recommit, get back into it. And we can provide some of that social support as well. So I think there's a lot of value.
You mentioned a half marathon. I thought about running a mile one time. yeah, that's beyond what I feel comfortable with. But I think that's the beauty of it is there are, I mean, you can kind of gauge what your comfort level is, how you can push that for certain growth. But it does seem like it is catered to each individual, which is good.
Absolutely. I think that, you know, the cookie cutter approach to a program is a barrier in some ways. You know, you say, oh, you got to go in and you got to do, you know, 8 to 10 exercises, 10 to 12 reps. And you have to be doing 30 minutes of, you know, moderate intensity activity on, you know, some sort of cardiovascular equipment or getting outside. It's really general and it can be, you know, really overwhelming, and maybe you don't have enough time for that. So we can tailor some of these ideas to make it fit for you and make it appropriate for what your goals are. And we can walk you through that process of thinking, okay, yeah, I know I need to get moving, but what does that mean? You know, what does that mean? Am I trying to get a body recomposition? You know, I'm trying to increase fat-free mass and decrease fat mass. It's not just losing weight. It's not that simple. Or, you know, I want to get in better shape so I can take on running for a mile, which is a really uncomfortable distance, by the way. That's that awkward point between, you know, when your body is wanting to start using oxygen to create energy and, you know, just the storage that's kind of sitting around that your body can burn up. So it's a really awkward distance, but maybe you want to run a couple miles. You know?
No, not really. well, thank you. I feel a little vindicated now. I'm not surprised that this is coming through Dr. Chris Conley. We've had Chris Conley on the podcast before. He specifically was talking about some of his research with like prenatal health for mothers. But he's overseeing the exercise physiology lab. He knows what he's doing. How cool is that to work with him? How closely do you work with him on this?
Extremely closely. So this is his vision project. He and Dr. Cassie Hildebrand have been, you know, championing this program and getting it going. And I've joined the team, so I'm a part of this team now. And he has a wealth of information. I've already learned a great deal about exercise testing from him, and just generally how we're going to put this program together and run it. We've been working hand in hand to make that happen.
We can be honest. You're doing a lot of the grunt work. Setup of one of these kind of programs takes an enormous amount of work. Go through briefly some of the myriad of activities that you've had to do to get this off the ground, because obviously it was an idea, you know, there was some conceptualization, but what did we do to now get it to where it's at? And funding as well, you might mention that.
Yeah. So this, you know, program like this doesn't just, you know, start over the summer or just start over a semester. It starts with a good proposal that reaches folks that actually have the capacity to fund it. In this case, the president's office, the provost's office. So a proposal was sent in, it was reviewed. You know, we're on a proof of concept basis. So we would like to show that this program is meaningful. It's going to reach faculty and staff over the next couple of years. And you know, this is all in addition to just having the skills to, you know, do the exercise testing and do, you know, give programs and athletic training and have the services. So we have this initial vision, this initial proposal, and then that segues into after approval, you have to think about, okay, how is this going to work, you know, on the ground? So we have, you know, risk and release forms have to be written up by a legal professional. We have consent forms for each of our exercise tests. We have a battery of exercise tests. We have to create all the documentation that we're going to put in your file and keep that. So we're thinking about all this stuff behind the scenes. You'll never see this when you come in, all the background work that goes into it. And then on top of that, we have the communications piece. You know, we need to get people need to know that we actually exist and what we do.
We should do a podcast, actually, now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, definitely. I think that that's an excellent idea. Something that we can look into exploring. I like the idea of being able to listen to ideas and you know, even information about services and things, and you can check your email. You can continue to work, and you just click on a button and it plays. And I do that for myself.
Or you could listen to a podcast while you're walking.
Oh, even better. Yeah, I like it. Yeah, podcast, great idea. We're going to look into this.
Yeah.
And then, you know, this marketing communications piece. So we, you know, sending out emails. There's a great deal of design and kind of professional skills in making things look and feel the right way. And we're combating a huge industry that's trying to get you to take action towards your creature comforts, you know, fatty, salty, sugary foods. You know, you drive down the street and you just get bombarded with, you know, advertising. So we're up against that. We're trying to get you to do something that is not always comfortable. It's not a comfortable to exercise all the time. It can feel great. It can be meditative, but it's uncomfortable at times. It takes time out of your day to do it. And, you know, the benefits aren't right in front of you. They're, you know, 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road, 20 years down the road. You know, you're being kind to your future self. So, you know, advertising a program like that is really tricky. So we need to have marketing that looks good, that feels professional, that people can actually access. So it's not, you know, this peer-reviewed literature that's very dry and, you know, and heavy to go through, which is very valid, very important. It has its place, but, you know, when you're talking to someone outside of the specialty, you know, it needs to be clear and concise. We have a website going up, you know, a great deal of planning and design to make the click-through very easy, very very friendly to use. We don't want to put more barriers in between you and taking on a fitness program or a health program. Yes, we've got communications plan that we put together. We have kind of the background, getting all the documentation, the processes, bringing on staff, people to help out, the hiring process, and then all the, you know, all that constantly doing checking, keeping the program moving in line with the vision, in line with the proposal, and checking base with our stakeholders. And then on top of that, as soon as we start getting feedback, we need tight feedback loops. So if we hear, you know, this didn't go so well, or I was really uncomfortable with this part of the exam, we want to take that information quickly and fix the issue. So we need to be having meetings and, you know, and getting those tight feedback loops. It's a hefty project to get something off the ground.
You're doing a lot of very organic grassroots type marketing as well. Even at the all campus picnic, you had a table out there with all the different clubs and student groups and whatever. Did that go noticed by employees? And what has you feel the response rate or the attitude been of people? Well, the attitude changed the behavior, I guess.
Yeah. That's a good question. So the all campus picnic, for example, we actually walked right out of our lab and the Cougar Employee Wellness Program office, and we were right on Cougar Way, which used to be Colorado Avenue. But it's Cougar Way now, and just grabbed one of the first tables we saw. We had pretty good walkthrough. We were right next to the Marines who were doing their pull-up tests. That was a little distracting.
But you also were right in front of the Einstein Bagels.
We were, yeah. So we caught some of that foot traffic. And we had a fair number of people that showed interest in the program. And that was the first anybody, you know, anywhere on campus had really heard about what we're doing. I just got through a presentation this morning with Health and Wellness Services. I got to talk to all the staff. I think there's about 50 of them there this morning. And I think it is very important to have this grassroots level kind of movement into the community that we're serving, our target community, and then also have this upper level administrative drop down where we're gonna hit it from both sides. So we're gonna be talking to as many people as we can in many departments as possible, coming into meetings to do that. And then we're also gonna have like emails that are gonna go out to all faculty and staff, with the support of administration here on campus. So.
Okay, so if you're faculty or staff, then look for these emails coming to your email box soon. I'm sure it'll have links to the website for more information. But in the meantime, Shane, good job. I mean, this is something that's obviously needed. We are bombarded by magazines and TV and how you could get a six-pack in 6 weeks. And some of this is so focused on right now and the beach body that we all want at the unfortunate neglect of long-term health. So good job. This is a good project. I'm glad that you and Dr. Conley, and I think you mentioned Dr. Hildenbrand, are spearheading. So I'm sure all the efforts that you're putting forward are going to be worth it. So thank you very much for letting us know more about it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you for listening to Education Eclipse, a College of Education podcast from Washington State University.